Commentator Dylan Landis has been lying awake at night, too, wondering what goes on in the darkest corners of her house.
My cat, Ruby, spent months listening to the kitchen cabinets. We both heard it, the scratch and scramble of tiny paws. Mouse, I figured. I have good reason to give rodents some leeway in their hard scrabble lives. I owe them. 25 years ago, just out of college, I worked with rats at a New York research lab. Well, not with rats, on rats. Too squeamish to actually sever their whiskery heads, I did everything but the guillotine. Removed ovaries, performed autopsies, injected drugs. Lab rats were clean, curious, and intelligent, and they seemed to forgive me endlessly. They never bit. They just shed copious amounts of dander, which made me ill. The rat's revenge, I called my asthma. I felt they were entitled to it. Last night, instead of skittering, we heard a sound behind the fridge like a loose bolt in a tin can. I hauled the fridge out and went spelunking amid dust and droppings. Yes, we had a tenant, and he had gnawed a 6-inch-high doorway through the rear panel. Mice do not require 6-inch-high doorways. The exterminator, whose shirt said Scott, arrived with peanut butter, neck-snapping traps, and a pellet gun. "Do you have to kill it?" I asked. "Yes, ma'am," said Scott. "Shoot it or trap it." I told Scott we should use have-a-heart traps, the ones that don't kill. He looked at me for a long moment. Then he said, "Here's what caused your racket." From behind shredded insulation and chewed-up tubing, Scott fished out a walnut. Now, maybe Ruby batted it back there. Or maybe my tenant skulked into the living room last night and helped himself from the bowl. I thought about the pain I once caused, the blood milked from innocent tails, the shots given straight to the stomach. I thought about wrongs that cannot be righted. Then I thought about my son, Ari, padding into the kitchen at 3 a.m. for a glass of water, barefoot. "Set your traps," I told Scott. "Do your worst."
The comments of Dylan Landis, who is at work on a novel, Floor Work, that is set partly in a rat lab.